41.
Some of the best sleep I ever had was in the few days after I retired.
You got a dungeon? Bert smirked. You should probably go take care of that then. Who knows what those spiders are doing to it? I gotta run anyway. I'll stop back by later.
Charles knew this was how Bert was. Women had always been Bert's biggest weakness, and now there were two waiting. It wouldn't be long until Bert disappeared for a few days. Charles was just surprised he'd waited this long to do it.
Sounds good. Feel free to stop by.
Charles waved and kept walking towards his cellar. He stopped walking after he heard the portal open and close. With a deep breath, he looked out at the tree line and just thought. He felt deep relief now that he'd told someone what was going on with his granddaughter. A little apprehensive that maybe he shouldn't have mentioned it, almost as if he had betrayed his granddaughter's trust. In his childhood, he'd been taught the tradition of keeping family secrets. That blew up in everyone's face when a cousin's drug addiction led to their death. The fallout blame game between family members, all who secretly helped provide support, was something Charles still cringed about to this day. He knew the remnants of that tradition still guided some of his actions, even as he knew how flawed that thinking was. Sure, some things shouldn't be shared because they are private. Other things you can only overcome with help. And you can only get help by asking. Not sharing the grief he felt from his wife passing, trying to hold it in, had burnt a lot of bridges back then. So he'd shared his thoughts with Bert, knowing Bert could be trusted with this. Now, it was as if a weight he didn't realize was there had been lifted off his shoulders. In hindsight, of course, learning about what his granddaughter was going through would be a huge stressor, but Charles hadn't treated it as such. Sometimes you can't see the obvious because you're stuck inside it, and Charles thought that had been the case with him.
I've been angry and bitter for a while, and this is the reason. How many people did I take my anger out on?
Charles scowled. Just because he'd treated people poorly didn't mean he had to track them down to apologize for it or apologize when and if he saw them.
No, that'd be embarrassing. And I haven't been that bad, have I? I can admit I was wrong to myself and just treat folks better when I see them as my way of apologizing.
With a nod to himself that the decision was made and a much lighter step, Charles continued on his way to the cellar. As he walked, slowly and carefully, down the stairs, several notices cropped up in his vision. The little blinking icons blinked and flashed as if to urge him to check, but Charles knew that paying attention to stairs was vastly more important. It wasn't until he made it to the bottom and sat down on the last step that he decided to do something about them. The first thing he did was use the dungeon system to order a turkey leg and a bottle of juice. A plate with a steaming hot and crispy turkey leg appeared before him, and next to it, a nondescript bottle of grape juice flashed into existence.
I could get used to this.
After a couple of bites, Charles decided to check the blinking icons to see what they said.
Congratulations! The following monsters have volunteered to be added to your dungeon. Giant Spider, Giant Spider Swarm, Giant Spider Queen, Xerxa, Queen of the Dark Wood Cave. Do you wish to add these beings to your dungeon? Yes, no. Adding these creatures will absorb all current occupants. Declining to add these creatures will expel all current occupants.
Without much thought, Charles selected yes, and another screen popped up.
You are about to add a named creature into your dungeon. Named creatures are more powerful than normal creatures and can only be added as a dungeon boss. Do you wish to make it a dungeon boss? Yes, no.
Charles frowned. Last time I'd asked him that, he had selected no, but he was starting to think that having a dungeon boss would reduce the number of things he had to deal with about his cellar.
Do I want to keep coming down here?
That answer was an obvious no, so he decided to select yes this time. When the screen went away, he moved to the next icon, seeing that there were only three left.
Congratulations! Your dungeon has enough dungeon points to add a new level. Would you like to add a third level to your dungeon? Yes, no.
Charles didn't know what that meant,
Adding a third level? Will it hurt the cabin's foundations? I don't want the cabin to fall down on me. But if it's like adding a basement level, then the further down a basement goes, shouldn't that make it more stable?
Charles wasn't sure, so he clicked no.
Better safe than sorry.
With that decision made, he clicked the next icon while setting the bone from his turkey leg down on the plate and sliding it underneath the steps so no one would trip over it.
You have one more type of monster in your dungeon. Please select relationship type between these creatures. Warring. Creatures will be hostile to each other and fight. If selected, creature levels and skills will increase faster. Creatures killed by other creatures will not respawn.
Peaceful.
Creatures will largely ignore each other and only coexist. If selected, creature respawn times will decrease significantly. Symbiotic. Creatures must find a way to interact in order to grow in levels. If selected, chances of creature combinations increase. Faction. Creatures will form independent factions. If selected, all creatures will be designated specific living areas within the dungeon, and the faction leader will select which of the above relationships to have with the other creatures.
This was a lot of reading for Charles. His first instinct was to select something to get it to go away, but now that he realized how much his granddaughter's call had impacted him, he also realized he'd been acting rather rashly. It was time to be more patient and consider things a little bit closer. With that in mind, he read through the choices again. After considering it all, he immediately eliminated the warring option, mostly because he recalled how loud it was when the direwolves went after the giant rats, and he wanted to be able to sleep at night. He leaned away from symbiotic, visions of wolf-spider monstrosities he'd seen in a movie somewhere steering him away from that direction. Ultimately, though, faction had the greatest appeal, as the words faction leader implied he could delegate some things and have less of the annoying flashing icons. Without hesitation, he picked faction.
You have chosen faction.
Charles took a sip of the juice and cherished it. In the real world, he had to monitor all sorts of food intake, and juice was generally too sugary for him. Having it here was a treat. He mentally poked the last icon, which opened a new screen.
Your dungeon has located a neighboring dungeon, the dungeon of the Mummy Patriarch. This dungeon has declared war on you and will be sending forces to attack your dungeon. Expect an attack to occur in 3 days.
Wonder what that means.